Emotional reunions as South Koreans meet with relatives inside North Korea, most unseen or unheard from in six decades. Pyongyang postponed the reunions, the first since 2010, in September, and many feared it would again. But a historic UN Commission of Inquiry report detailing North Korea's human rights abuses gave it a strategic reason to continue, says Lillian Lee with the Citizens Alliance for North Korean Human Rights.
The North Korean government is holding youth family reunions not in spite of this. The North Korean government is holding youth family reunions not in spite of the COI report, but also partly because it helps them keep down the criticism and the response from the South Korean government.
The UN report says rights abuses under leader Kim Jong-un are widespread, systematic, and designed to maintain political power. It says Mr. Kim and other leaders are guilty of crimes against humanity and urges prosecution at the International Criminal Court. South Korean Ministry of Unification spokesman Kim Oi-do says they support the UN Commission and improving rights in North Korea, but he stopped short of calling for its leaders to be brought to justice.
And our government will continue to expand our cooperation with international human rights organizations and the international community for the improvement in North Korean human rights.
But the short-term gain of family reunions could give way to longer-term tensions, warns Daniel Pinkston, Deputy Northeast Asia Director with the International Crisis Group. He says North Korean leaders may fear the UN report is a step towards sanctioned military action, similar to what led to the downfall of Libya's former leader, Muammar Gaddafi.
Advisors and analysts in Pyongyang can make compelling arguments about these parallels and the need to strengthen their military, to strengthen their nuclear deterrent.
Rights activist Lee says Botswana's decision to end diplomatic relations with North Korea over rights abuse sends a strong signal that it is in its best interest to change its behavior. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Seoul.